Good morning. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver from District 2. And I wish you a happy Thanksgiving and hopefully you have a good week ahead. You know, as I travel around the country and around the county, I see a lot of young people. And one thing I've heard, and this just isn't recently, I've heard it forever, there's nothing to do in Carroll County. Well, I find that hard to believe. I remember when I was growing up as a young man in Carroll County, I found more to do than I could keep up with. I still do. I think it's something you really have to go out and pursue and look at. The first thing I want to bring up along this line is, what about 4-H? It's more for urban today and suburban than it is for rural. And 4-H has made a big change. The robotics group, it does a tremendous job. All the activities they have involved for urban people is unbelievable. Some of the best clubs they have are in New York City, in Philadelphia. It's just unbelievable what Extension Service has to offer. You look at some of the things they deal with as far as competitions, local clubs, camps, 4-H Congress is the kind of the highlight of many of the 4-H careers where they really have a chance for scholarships, have a chance to really go out and go to the next level. One of the things 4-H always, I think, keeps in back of your mind is, you know, your head for clearer thinking, your heart for greater loyalty, your hands for larger service, and your health for better living. And it sticks with me all the time, the motto that they deal with. On the other side of that is a more of a school-based program, and that's the FFA. At one time, it was vocational. It then went to agri-science, and today it's a case model where it's not as much depth, but a larger volume and a larger scale that they deal with. But through the school system, and every high school has a chapter, they have a thing called career development events, where students actually go out and are able to participate in events maybe in their career field, help to develop those skills they're going to need. Competitions of all types, whether it's public speaking, extemporaneous speaking, all kinds of competitions, judging that are available to them. And they also have a national convention that just ended here in November in Indianapolis this year. But a lot of chances for scholarships, a lot of awards given out there also. So just between those two organizations, there is an awful lot that an individual can get involved with. And there's also the Boy Scouts. As commissioner, I get invited to an awful lot of scouting events, especially the awarding of the Eagle Scout Court of Honor. And I look throughout the county, the number of scouting troops we have and their pursuit toward Eagle Scout and many of these troops is unbelievable. Those guys work together, and here again, it's teamwork as they earn their badges and work their way toward Eagle Scout. Even if they don't make the Eagle Scout, they have learned a lot about citizenship and hard working, how it pays off in the scouting programs. I am never ceased to amazes me what scouts can accomplish. But I want to take one step further, looking into the school systems. Anybody who remembers what they did in ninth grade English in March is doing well. However, I bet you remember what happened on that sports team that year, no matter how many years ago it was, or that club that you were involved in, or whatever organization you got involved with. And, you know, school is more than just reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's about organizations. It's about clubs. It's about working together for whatever purpose, whatever club and organization it is. I would suggest that no matter who you are in the school system, where you go to school, look around at all the clubs and opportunities you have available to you. Many of those opportunities you won't regret and you stay with for years. Now, not every opportunity is there for everyone. You have to kind of search a little bit. Myself, I thought I'd be great in chorus. However, that lasted 3 days. I remember the chorus teacher asked me to step in the hall after class, and he said, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I had you transferred to woodshop. Well, I found out that chorus was not going to be a strong point for me. The fact that I couldn't carry a tune no matter what was a learning event. However, I learned a lot of skills in woodshop that I used throughout the rest of my life. So many of these opportunities, you have to kind of, it's a little bit of trial and error with it and go through, try it. If it doesn't work, try something else. And it really works. This past week was the Maryland FFA Showcase at Westminster High School. Great event. And I look back to, as a member, parent, as a teacher, and as a legislator, what that program actually does for students and what it's done for me. As a member, I still use the principles in production management that it was actually sat down and wrote out in the ninth grade when I entered high school. Those programs were essentially a business plan for 4 years. What is the scope of your projects? Where do you intend to be? What other areas are you going to use to improve the home situation? And at that time, you had to write all this out over 4 years, knowing that it's going to be changing. But you revised it every year and kept moving forward. That business plan is still the basis of what I use today. As a parent, both my boys benefited from the career development events. They got to travel. They got the chance to look at the experiences other members had. Both of them gained a lot of experience from just getting out, doing something that was different. As a teacher, working with a lot of students, parents, and the community, it's just unbelievable the amount of opportunity that is there for a student to excel in various areas. And a student who, at that point, you wouldn't think would take an initiative and chair a committee or do something, would step up and do a fantastic job. It is always opportunity out there for someone to get involved in. Today, as commissioner, I see all kind of youth activities happening out here, and it is just unbelievable the opportunity that a lot of students, a lot of kids pass by. Why do they pass it by? Well, they may think it's transportation. It may think it's, the biggest one is not cool. And cool is something I guess I was never the greatest with, but even my boys tell me sometimes, Dad, you're never going to be cool. Well, I understand that, but to me, what I participated in, what I dealt with, I thought was always pretty cool. And when you get involved in citizenship, you get involved in leadership, you get involved in whatever you think is a focus for you, it is cool. And I can't help but believe that no matter what anybody thinks, cool is what you think it is and not what everybody else has an opinion on. Now, I know peer pressure is a major part of that. But today, if you and all your peers get together and you guys start to work together in one area, a club, an organization, it becomes cool. And that's one of the areas I'd like to focus on in the future. So if next time you hear that there's nothing to do in Carroll County, that's wrong. The school system has all kinds of clubs, sports teams, things to get involved in. It should hit just about anybody's focus out here. The FFA organization, the 4-H organization, the Boy Scouts, they all have great opportunities for students as well as families to deal with. So in the year ahead, look what's available to you. Get involved in something. Get involved in a club, an organization, and all of a sudden you're going to have more to do than you ever envisioned. And with that, I'm going to wish you a good week ahead. This is Commissioner Richard Weaver signing off, and happy Thanksgiving.